Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Hot Health Science and Energy Show on the 28th of April. Difficulties getting everything going as usual, but because I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but it seems to be working. What? And today is the April 28th, and we're ready to rock and roll. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, I am.
How's everything going with you today?
Well, everything's going all right, but my computer's down.
Again, huh?
Yep. It's for some odd reason, it's just not working. Nothing's working. The screen is black. I don't know what's going on.
Don't worry about it. It's just the way it goes. And my headphones aren't working either, but I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. How are you doing?
Doing all right. It's been a slow month. People are unconscious right now. I notice there's a lot of unconsciousness out there. Notice that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Dead.
There's a lot of people that are sound asleep.
Yeah. And April, you know, looking back at our sales record, it seems that thing for people to behave that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but that's how they behave, you know.
Well, strange things are happening, Fred. People are not following through, and there's just a lot of stuff going on. You know, just there's a lot going on. People, it seems like they're not awake, Fred.
Yeah, they're definitely not awake. I'm trying to figure out why. I see what the problem is. Hold on. I hope I lose you. You'll have to call me back, but it's on speakerphone. Hold on a second.
Sure.
There, is that better?
This time around, I don't know what to do about it.
you're coming through clear as a bell.
Yeah, I know, but I can't hear my headphones properly. But anyway, I don't know what the heck's going on here. I'm trying to figure this out so we can have a conversation. I should be able to hang this up. So if I do,
you there now? Can you hear me?
I can't hear you that well, Fred. No, I can't hear you, Fred. There's a lot of noise in between.
Okay, hang on. Now, can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's okay.
There's a lot of talk, Fred, but there's a lot of noise between you and BBS and myself.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that is, but we're good here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
You're really soft.
Huh?
You're really soft.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, this setup drives me nuts. Hang on a second here. Need an engineer in here. Hello, big boo. Hello, boo. Let me see. This is the microphone wire and goes in there. Okay. How's that? Is that better?
It's better, Fred, but that noise is really really not good.
Okay, hang on. It's the microphone. I got the gain of the microphone turned all the way up.
Well, yeah, you can. I can hear you very well, Fred. It's the backdrop. The back noise is really loud.
Huh.
It's almost as loud as you are.
How about that? Any different?
Nope.
Okay, let me try it. How about this?
No, Fred, there's still that backdrop there.
Okay, it's not from here.
Okay, then it's from somewheres, but it's not from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, we're going to call you Steve back? Okay. Buddy Boo, you're just stealing the show today, honey. Wow. You're stealing the show, babes. Yeah. We'll get this show on the road, honey. Yeah. Yeah, it just takes time to figure out the deal here. You know, every time I turn this thing on, it's... Yeah, honey, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. There we are. Baby.
Oh, there you are. It sounds much better, Fred.
Okay, so... Well, at least now it wasn't from my end, because it drives me nuts when other people have problems, and I think it's my setup.
Yeah.
As much as I've invested in this stupid setup. I mean, you don't have your camera on, but all this equipment over here on the wall and down there is just for this show, and it should work pretty good. So anyway, first topic is, what do you think of the new fake birth certificate from President Obama?
I think that's pretty bad. I, you know, if he was born in Kenya, wherever he was born,
yeah,
how the heck did he become president?
because Congress doesn't listen to us. The Senate doesn't listen to us. We have no representation at all in our government anymore.
That's incredible.
And, yeah, and the newest birth certificate, did you see the new one that came out last week?
No, I did not, Fred.
Oh, that's a Photoshop job.
Oh, boy.
It's even dated by the person that observed it on April 26, 2011.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a Photoshop job. I mean, they really think that the American public, it's all over the Internet. If you get on the Internet, I mean, they really think the American public is buying the fact that we have a Nigerian president and not an American president, and it's sad because it just shows you how fascism is. It doesn't matter anymore. And what some of the senators and congressmen want to impeach him for starting the war in Libya, because we have no business there.
Right.
You have to go with Congress, and there's a section called 702 in a sub-article that says you have to have you know, congressional approval. There was no congressional approval or of any of this stuff that's going on there.
That's really incredible, Fred. That's really sad.
Yeah, they went ahead and threw 134 cruise missiles at a cost of $30 million each on Libya the night that the whole thing started a month ago.
Yeah. Is there a way of actually impeaching him?
Oh, yeah.
There is, okay.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if it's going to happen or not. Would you stop chewing stuff?
That's so sad, Fred.
That's where our country is.
The things have come down to that. I mean, it's really sad.
Well, you know, I talked about this on my earlier shows back when we first started working together 3 years ago or 4 years ago. BBS was still over in Don's apartment in Texas. I mean, I said this was coming. 20 years ago, I said it was coming, but 3 years ago, I said it's coming real soon. And guess what? Oh, it's here.
Yes.
It's bad.
Yes.
The other thing that I'm finding out is that I don't know what they're... I looked in the books on April, what our business does. And
okay.
I don't think it's taxes, because I've got orders coming from Africa and all kinds of places normally. People that have sent me emails, you know, I want to ship overnight and blah, 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 and then all of a sudden they disappear. And then I've got a client down in, I guess he's in Louisiana or Texas, that, I don't know if you've spoken to him or not, that needs Devastars like there's no tomorrow. He ordered them, and then he douses and says he doesn't need them, and this man needs them, like, desperately. I mean,
why doesn't he buy those?
He did buy them. We built them, and then he didn't want me to ship them. Then he wanted a refund, you know. So that's the way people are. They're upside down. They're going nowhere, and all I can do is avoid them and realize what is going on with the consciousness right now. It in May, it typically turns around. You know, usually things in May get a lot better.
Okay.
But April, we look back in our books for 2-3 years, and every one of those years in April, people are unconscious.
Okay.
They just don't understand what we do, what we're about, and that the month of April is the month of Aries, that you really, really need to use this stuff and keep awake. Because while they sleep, then the earthquake energy builds up, all these negative energies build up during April. And that's why we have our taxes, you know, at that time.
Right.
And what happens is people allow it to happen. They just succumb to the energy.
Right.
And you obviously, have you seen the difference between March and April in your clientele?
Yes, very much so.
What have you seen?
I've seen a difference with people. Some people are really unconscious, and I don't know why that's happening, Fred. A lot of people are not, but most of them are. It's really incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I have people on the table that I'm massaging, and they're not grounded.
Nobody's grounded.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I understand. In the period, part of being unconscious is that you're not grounded.
Right. So I can ground them down, but the problem is that, you know, it takes almost the whole session.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Because, you know, I'm massaging them and grounding them all at the same time. Then I have to stop, put my hands under their head, and actually just ground them that way. So, and then when they leave, they're better.
Yeah.
It's just incredible, Fred. I don't understand it, but it seems like about 50 or 60% of my people are unconscious.
And then how are they going to be in May and June and July? Are they going to be a little bit more aware?
I think so, Fred. I'm pretty well sure. My clients that I've grounded seem to be much more aware.
Yeah.
But the ones that are not grounded are not aware.
Yeah, you can't even wake them up, in other words.
No. And I use the projectors in the room. I use the projector that I wear. I wear my nuclear receptor. So I'm using everything that I possibly can to get these people balanced. And
yeah.
The ones I can get balanced are clear. Ones that I can't get balanced, they're thinking about different things, but it's really wild. They're not thinking clear. It's really incredible.
No, I can relate. You see this very often, or you just see it normally around April.
Yeah.
It's an April phenomenon for you.
Yeah. Does it happen in April?
Yeah, it always has for us.
Okay.
And it's just a cycle. I guess people have to have time out, and they're out of their bodies. I don't know where they go.
Well, it's really incredible, Fred, when you look at it, because my room is very clear. I don't have an issue in my room. My room is very solid.
Yeah.
But the clients that I have, when they come in, are not solid. So a lot of times when I have them in the room and I'm grounding them, you know, they could feel the crystal under the table.
Right.
The crystal's a phenomenal tool. So it's fun to use. It's a lot of good. It has a lot of good vibration, Fred. I mean, that thing just is incredible.
Yeah, master
really,
crystals
really
are
incredible.
Really important.
Yeah.
It'd be good when you get some amplifiers, though.
Yeah, Fred. I'm going in for surgery. I didn't tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm going in for surgery in 3 weeks on my back. My back is shot. I have a bone that let loose, and it's causing me a lot of damage. So I got to go in and have that done.
What are they going to do to it?
They're going to reset it for me. It's right in the spine. I've got a lot of stuff in the inner part of my spine that they got to clear out, and also this bone let go, which is, I think, on the bottom part of my spine. And so it's just going to be a lot of work for me. I'll be out of work for about a month.
Yeah, you going to be able to do the shows or not?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, we just need to know.
Yeah. I'll be laying in bed and doing doing a lot of good stuff. I'll do a lot of meditation.
Send you some women. Keep you aware.
Well, you know, it's really funny, but I've got a lot of wonderful clients, and a lot of them have called me, you know, I can bring you food over, you know. It's really nice.
Tell them to bring
it
over.
Nice.
Yeah, tell them to get that food over as soon as possible.
Yeah. So they're really, really nice, and so I really appreciate my clientele. And, you know, my brother's living with me, which helps out a lot. So, you know, he'll help me. And, you know, so there's a lot going on here. There's a lot that I'm thankful for. It just, the years of massage take their toll.
Oh, I know. And you've got very strong hands.
Yeah.
I know Mikkel always says, man, I wish Steve were here.
I wish I was there, too.
But,
you know, right
he
now,
loves.
I'm thinking about coming out there. I would really like to see the people that I saw before. Your attorney was a very nice person.
Yeah, and Ron Lochner, yeah.
I think I worked on his wife once, a very sweet person.
Yeah.
So, you know, they really liked my energy, and they really liked my work. And, you know, I think I could build a practice out there very quickly.
Oh, are you kidding? If you came out to Temecula, we'd be your first client.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, I got to go to San Francisco this weekend. I'm taking off tomorrow to do a lecture in that, you know, show like
okay.
You do. It's the Conscious Life Expo or the something or other Expo. I don't know. I don't keep track of them anymore. But I'll be up there for 3 days, and I'm just telling you that we did the L.A. Expo this year. And
yes.
We had some massage people that said they would come down. We'd trade them products. Well, they spaced out, you know, like
mm-hmm.
the typical
mm-hmm.
L.A. people do. They tell you stuff, and then they space out.
You can't have that, Fred. In massage, you've got to be very clear, or at least I do.
Yeah.
I can't speak for everybody, but their minds have got to be clear, because how can you massage somebody and be able to listen to the body and let the body tell you what to do?
Yeah.
You know, it's very important to be very clear, and I teach people here in the city how to get in touch with that kind of energy, but it's very tough to do.
Yeah.
Very tough to do. They either have it or they don't.
Yeah, well, here in Temecula, you'd have a hell of a practice. Let me tell you, word would get out real fast. You'd be buried.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There are no people like that around here, and there's a lot of wealthy people around us, and they definitely are. I've talked to them about, you know, who's your massage therapist, blah, 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 and they don't have one.
Right.
You know, they've given me a couple of recommendations. I've called these people. They don't respond. I mean, it's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very important. You know, we talked about, you know, when you shake a man's hand, that's it. Or when you shake a woman's hand, that's it. I mean, you've got to live that way. You have to live by your word. There's nothing else we got.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's difficult to explain to these kids that are massaging, you know, you got to keep your word. And it's very difficult. Not easy to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know a lot of people out here that would take classes from you if you want to teach it, you know.
That would be fun to do.
Yeah, and it's a different. I mean, New York is a little bit more intense than out here. It's more laid back.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd probably like it better. And you could,
yeah.
I don't know, you own your own house, right?
Yes.
And you could sell the house or rent it out or what?
Well, my brother could stay here, you know,
yeah.
And I could come out there and work a little bit, but I just would like to have a lot of fun. You know, I need fun in my life, Fred.
Well, first of all, you drive your car, you know, first of all, Old Town, you know, right down the bottom. You haven't been here yet, so it's hard to explain this.
No, I haven't.
We're up on a mountain. You know, we're surrounded. It looks like Hawaii. When you look out, it's green all the way around, okay?
Right.
And I'm looking out the door right now, but it's too bright for the camera, and you don't have your computer working, so it's just green, you know, and I got a big pond, it's like a lake here, and it's really nice. And then you go down this mountain range, and you go in town, you go down a mountain pass, it's a big new road, and it takes you into town. And when you get into town, we've got several lakes in town, I mean, right outside of town, there's big lakes people fish on, and women and that, and it's just very beautiful here, and the people are very friendly, and they all need a massage.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
The other thing, when you get into Old Town, okay,
yes.
When you get to the very bottom of Rancho California, is Jefferson Street. Okay, that goes into Old Town, and Old Town is about half a mile long, maybe. Three-quarters of a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
And so both sides of the road is like a cowboy town out of the
1800s. Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything is like that. The bars, the stores, the shops, the antique shops. Mm-hmm. So Old Town is a big thing. Well, people out here in Temecula are big car collectors.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. And there's a place down called the Swing Inn on Fridays that everybody
mm-hmm.
goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, you know, 100 Chevys and Fords and old cars
mm-hmm.
lined
mm-hmm.
up, Cobras, everything.
Wow.
All over the place every Friday. It's called the Swing
yeah.
Inn.
Man,
twice
that,
a year
that,
they
that
have
would
a
be,
yeah.
That would be my hangout, yeah.
Yeah, the Swing Inn was where you'd probably live. And then twice a year they have a big car show, and the
right.
entire town of Old Town is made up of a parking lot for antique cars.
Okay.
And, of course, antique motorcycles.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and driving down the road around here, I'll run into people in Model A's and you know, hot rods and, you know what I mean, all kinds of beautiful cars.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
It sounds wonderful, Fred.
It's a place where you can drive your Cobra all day long at 365, you know?
Wow.
You don't have to put it away.
Yeah, yeah.
And because it's always, it never gets cold out here. I mean, yeah, it cools down to like maybe 40.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you can still put the top down at 40 from what you're used to.
Yeah, yeah. It would be nice to be out there, and it would be a lot of fun. And, you know, that's something that I'm really considering, Fred. And I love you. You're one of the best friends I have. So, you know, it would be really nice being around you, you know?
Yeah, we can even open up a storefront down in Old Town.
Boy, wouldn't that be fun.
Shop.
Wouldn't that be fun?
And you could have a massage thing in the back and then retail in the front. I'd go have 20 on it.
Man, that would be nice.
Yeah. We don't have a, you know, storefront. We've never had one, but if we ever did, we would be swamped.
That would be really, really good.
The other thing is, I don't know what you pay for rent back there, but for $1,500, you know, in Temecula, you can rent a house with a swimming pool, you know, quarter of an
yeah.
acre of land around it.
Yeah.
For $1,500 a month. If you don't want to spend that much, you can get, you know, smaller, like an apartment or something for $1,000, you know, with
mm-hmm.
a pond
mm-hmm.
and all that. It's really cheap down here.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Laguna Beach, for $1,500, you could get a bachelor room. You could get a room for rent or a bachelor thing where you have a, you know, kitchen stove and all that and a bedroom all in one room.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I'd like Temecula more than I would like Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
I've seen the people in Laguna Beach that do energy work, and I'm not, I shouldn't really say it, but there's a lot
to
be said about it.
Yeah. No, they're basically fried over there. They're,
yeah.
You know, when we were trying to have people work for us, we'd either get drug addicts, ex-drug addicts, alcoholics, trust funders. That's what we get. That's your workforce over there. You couldn't find a good workforce.
Yeah.
Out here, you've got a better workforce, you know?
That's cool. There was a kid out there that used to do massage. I don't know what his name is anymore. But he seemed to be nice to me. I don't even know his name, but he was very nice to me. And there was a woman out there that had a home on the beach that was really, really nice.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you came out and hung out with
her. Yeah. There was a lot of nice people there to really help me out. But there comes a time, Fred, you know, when you got to cut all that loose and just, I'm sort of like a loner, Fred. It's very difficult for me to work with people.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, the energy is so strong that, you know, I'm seeing the chakras all the time. I'm watching the angels. I'm watching everything. So it's very difficult for me to be around people that do energy work. And, you know, I just need to do it by myself.
Yeah, well, the
nice thing. Temecula would be fun.
Yeah, the other thing is, because we're up in Duluth, there's a lot of guest houses up here.
Okay.
And you can rent a guest house. The average going rate for a guest house on a big property is about $1,000 a month.
Jeez, that's cheap.
Yeah. And that would be a 2 or 3 bedroom guest house, probably a fairly new one.
Right.
Totally private, either attached or separate from a big estate. You'd have 10 or 20 acres around you, and you'd probably never even see the people that own the main place except when you pay your rent. That's kind of how it is up here. Oh, yeah, they rent their guest houses out up here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is a financially strapped, you know, environment. And
yes.
Even the very wealthy, if they're not using their guest houses, like to rent them out. So
Right.
They're up for rent all the time. I mean, beautiful home. And
well, that'd be fun to do.
Like the one we have is attached to the main house, but it's still three bedrooms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful,
mm-hmm.
beautiful guest house. But we have a lot of guests come through, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're a busy guy out there.
Yeah.
you seem to be very busy, and, you know, you know what you're doing.
Oh, I'm getting ready to work on my next music album.
Oh, hey, that's cool.
Yeah, David Tickle wants to produce it. He's produced
wow.
Rod Stewart and all those guys. In fact, we went and saw Rod Stewart and Stevie Nicks in concert a couple weeks ago.
Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had a chance to actually meet him and go hang out with him because he's in the train.
Okay.
But that night, we took a limousine. We drove up to L.A. We had a driver and everything because it's a two-hour
mm-hmm.
drive. And, you know, it's not cheap to do that, but I hire limousines maybe once or twice a year. So that's like my, you know.
You got to have fun, Fred.
Yeah, that's your vacation money or something. So anyway, I had a chance to go back and meet him backstage, but I was so freaking tired. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That concert caught me at a point where I was really exhausted.
Yeah.
And so, Mikkel had a great time. She would have met Stevie Nicks, but I've got another way to meet her because her keyboard player works with her uncle. And so we've got a nice intro to Stevie Nicks. I used to hang out with her 30 years ago.
Wow.
I used to make her wear the pyramid. She said, "I don't want to wear that pyramid." I put that pyramid on her head, Stevie Nicks, and she would, and she liked it, you know.
Yeah.
We had a real fun relationship. But I haven't seen her in 30 years, but as soon as she sees the pyramid, she'll remember because I was in her face a lot back then.
Yeah.
And she was just a young girl starting out, you know, so up to Topanga Canyon.
She had quite a voice, or she has quite a voice.
Still does.
Yes, she does.
Kind of raspy. Yeah.
That's okay. Really good.
Yeah, Rod sounds really good, too. Rod's really cool.
That's
He's been sober for a long time after being the party animal that he was.
Yeah. How old is he, Fred? Is he about our age, 64?
Yeah, he's about our age. He's pretty much our age. Yeah. He doesn't look at me. He looks great. He's very thin. He's got a personal trainer.
Right.
He's got a suntan all over his body. He's got a little bit of a stomach, but nothing like I do, you know.
Right.
And he's a cool guy. He's got he's got one of the largest HL scale train layouts in the world.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 100 feet by 50 feet, or maybe 200 feet by 50 feet. Oh, yeah, he's got dioramas and, you know, I don't know how many engines, like 150 engines. And I've seen it. You know, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful layout. I've got I'm into trains, but I'm on the G-scale level, and I haven't set them up yet because in my G-scale stuff takes up acreage. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Buddy Boo, get off. Buddy Boo just climbed over on the mixing board.
She hasn't...
what are you doing on that mixing
he
board?
He hasn't really been talking.
Oh, he's having too much fun.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's been taking showers with me lately. He loves the shower.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a shower attached to my studio, and he's looking at it, and he's like thinking, "Dad, are we going to do a shower after this show? I'll be real good if I can take a shower with you." But I already had a shower today. I don't shower more than once a week anyway. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking at Dad. He just loves Dad. Too bad you don't have your camera on.
Yeah. I sort of like really looking at him. He's really a very beautiful bird.
Yeah, Bella is too. That Bella is a little orange right now.
Is she?
Yeah, she's growing new feathers. She's always picking herself. Would you stop that? He just grabbed the camera and now it's pointed at my feet. He saw himself on the camera and he beaked it and it went down.
Yeah.
Baby, what are you doing, honey? I'm surrounded. I got three computers here. I got one that I have to take tomorrow to do my presentation that I'm uploading stuff onto.
Right.
And anyway, he's Buddy Boo.
He's a good bird.
He's a good bird. He's the best bird in the world, or one of the best.
Yep.
He's also a little mischievous animal, too, aren't you, baby?
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Yeah, he likes to get in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
He likes to, you know, chew things up that he shouldn't, like, you know, like puppies do. Oh, look at the yawn. We've got a big yawn here.
Ooh.
He's getting bored now because I got him under control right now.
Oh.
You a bit bored, honey? Yeah, Dad, I'm a little bit bored. You're awful quiet today. You are. They brought up a good point. You're not talking to Dad today? You're not having a spurt in the words. They have nothing to say.
Your new necklaces must be selling like hotcakes.
Well, up until April, I got a projector on right now, but up until April, yeah, in April we didn't sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
one, you know. It's just amazing because people went unconscious. Yeah, they will sell, especially that new cross.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, there's somebody on the phone. Hello.
Dan, how you doing, guy?
Yes, dear, how you doing?
Well, pretty good. I just had heard something about this receptor I was going to get, the silver-coated. And
okay.
I was just wondering, I thought I heard that they don't work as effectively and that...
They do work, honey. They really, really do work.
Pick up the acidity or something.
Yeah, the silver one works better. But they all work, honey.
Okay.
They all work.
Which one are you gonna get? Have you already looked at them or what?
Well, yeah, I have, and you know, I wish I had the money to get the 100% silver, but I just don't. So Rebecca said I could be on like a payment plan.
Oh yeah, we do payment plans.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, I should probably get into one of those before the prices go up.
Yeah.
You know, what if it goes up past
yeah.
$350, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe go ahead and get myself started on the payment plan for it so that I can get it at $350 before it goes up even higher.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize this. The only reason we haven't raised our prices substantially is the fact that we haven't got our new website up. I don't know what takes so long. I've paid everybody and his brother, you know, to get it up. Because silver, when we priced those products, silver was $12 an ounce. Now it's $42 to $45 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Gold was $1,100. You don't think we're going to have a substantial price increase in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Won't affect you, but, I mean, people are going to be shocked when they see the new prices. And that's just the way it is because of the gold market, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
A $750 solid silver receptor is going to probably go up $100 to
$850. Mm-hmm.
The one you're buying will probably go to $425. I mean, we'll honor the price because you've been talking to somebody. That's going to go to $425.
I'm going to buy the Peridome this next month and then the vitamins the month after that, and then I'm going to start making payments on the receptor. Aquamarine, that's what you suggested. I was just wondering, how do those trace minerals and the full-spectrum vitamins, how do they increase my dopamine and my serotonin? I mean, what is it about those minerals and vitamins that do that?
Well, they don't actually increase the serotonin. They distribute it properly.
Okay.
And the problem that people have today, and that's why the SSRI drugs are so popular, Xanax, all these different drugs that are out there that are called, you know, serotonin reuptake inhibitors are so popular, it's because we don't have trace minerals in our body.
Okay.
Trace minerals are the energy factors that when your brain starts to fire or work on a level of feeling good, euphoria, meditation,
uh-huh.
God, religion, spirituality, to get feelings of satisfaction in pursuit of them. If you don't have trace minerals, you won't get those feelings because the hormone receptor in the body cannot fire at the higher frequencies to make that happen.
Okay.
In the body, we have, let's say we had 10 sets of hormones. Just as a, actually have 7 sets. Let's say we had 10 sets. Okay. The bottom set is number 10 would be go to the bathroom, I'm hungry, eat, that kind of stuff. The middle set would be, oh, I think I better stay. And the top set would be, I feel great, I'm feeling rewarded from, you know, what I've been doing. Well, the rewards are not able to work because the trace minerals aren't there that activate them. So the Pirlo has those trace minerals in it coming from a 2,000-year-old mineral source in Utah, which comes from a rainforest that's turned into clay. If you don't have a source to go back in the past, get those minerals, what happens is you end up with Xanax and Effexor and all these different drugs that are out there. And what these drugs do is they produce, they maintain serotonin levels in the body so that when you try to reach up to the spiritual heights where you get that euphoria, it just cuts that off and you just feel okay. You follow me? And then what happens is when you stop taking the drug, the okay feeling is not there, and as a result of the serotonin now draining back into the endocrine glands, a series of depression, anger mode comes in. That's where you get murders, schoolyard shootings, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom line for depression is trace minerals, okay? Just so you know.
Okay.
You don't want to add anything to that, Steve? Steve? I don't know where Steve went. I think we lost Steve.
Oh, no. Okay, and you were saying wine. Wine would be good just to help me relax because you said that I have
post-traumatic
stress syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's not bad for me as far as taking the minerals and everything. It's
not
counterproductive.
If you're drinking wine, get something that's, white wine or something from New Zealand or Australia where they don't have a lot of sulfites in it. The problem with American wine is, like, there's wine country in Big Sur and up in, Sonoma, up Northern California and all, but the soil out here is so acidic that it produces a very acid type of wine, whereas down in New Zealand they don't get the acid rain which acidifies their soil. So as a result, they have to put more sulfites in the wine because they're so acidic to preserve it. Otherwise, it goes bad, turns into vinegar. That's the next step, Whereas this below the equator wines are less acidic, don't require the amount of sulfate. So what happens is in the immune system in the body, sulfates build up, and when they build up, that produces depression because they're drugs. It's a drug. So it's just understanding
How long? I'm going to start the peridome next month, and then the following month I'm going to start the vitamins, and then it's going to take me about 3 months on the payment plan to save up for the basic unit. And you said you were going to have to make one for me because you don't have them anymore.
We have the new one. All we got to do is change the stone out. But I think we have aquamarines in stock. We've got a big supply of. We've got a good inventory right now because it's a slow year.
You said you had to make one.
No,
but I was going to go for the $350 one.
Yeah, we got plenty of those in stock.
I guess maybe I misunderstood you. Let's see. How long does that take? Will I feel effects from that along with, taking the minerals? And how should I be feeling? How will I know that, I'm
with
starting
with the trace minerals? Yes, pretty much. You might want to get a bottle of Shavuzi, too. But the trace minerals, in 3 days, you feel them. Take an ounce a day, maybe 2 ounces a day, if you want to speed the process up. On the third day, you'll feel them. You'll feel great. You'll feel bulletproof.
Good, okay.
Yeah,
I also trying to swim every day to keep my joints,
Oh, that's good. Where are you?
And,
you're in Wichita, right? Where do you swim at?
Not really causing me to lose any weight, but you know, it's real important that I keep my joints working, and swimming's supposed to be the best thing
swimming
for that.
Swimming is great. Yeah. Where do you swim at, anyway?
Just the YMCA here locally.
Oh, okay,
in Wichita.
So you got a nice pool then.
Yeah, it's a real nice pool. It's a good price. So I was hoping Stephen would do some healing on me. He said that I like to do it by myself, but I'll take all the help I can get. He said I like to do it by myself, but I would be glad if he wanted to do some healing on me. But
yeah,
is he there?
I don't know where he went. I think maybe I
got disconnected.
Yeah, what happened, Steve?
Okay.
I don't know. I just got disconnected. The line went dead.
Yeah, well, we got an echo.
Steve, if you'd like to do some healing on me, I would love that.
Yeah, do some work on it, will you?
Absolutely.
Just close my eyes and...
Yeah, just let me take a look, honey. Okay. Your heart's opening up. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in your gut right now. Okay, your chakras are opening up from your heart all the way down to your gut.
Okay.
You should be able to feel yourself grounding right now, honey. Can you feel yourself coming down?
You mean like when you say grounding, kind of mellowing out?
Yes.
Relaxing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good, honey. It's all coming from heaven.
Now, I try to do a chakra, aligning my chakra each morning.
Can I clear you, dear?
What's that?
Can I just clear you?
Sure. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Sure. You should feel the energy opening up all around you. You're connecting to a higher spirit, honey. You're connecting to a lot of energy. Your mind is calming down.
Can you tell that on people?
Excuse me?
Can you tell frequencies on people? I've been trying to increase my frequency.
I'm doing that right now, dear.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You have a lot of gold light that's surrounding you right now, so the energy is opening up through and through your body. So allow that to just come out and just do what it needs to do.
Okay.
Very good. How does that feel, honey?
I feel very,
very
calm. Well, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, honey.
Okay.
Give me a call on my private line. Let me show you my phone number.
The receptor, will that help increase my frequencies?
Oh, absolutely, honey. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Great.
Absolutely.
Because, I don't know what I should listen to. The Palladians on YouTube, they have different. There's this guy, Ajira, I think his name is.
I think
and
what
he
you
was
need
talking.
To do,
I don't know how validated he is.
Can I explain something to you, dear? Fred's
that?
Got some tapes that have the Palladian flying saucers on them. And they're as clear as a bell, and that will help you keep grounded and open you up.
Okay.
That's what you need to buy.
Okay.
Okay, they're not that expensive, and they would really, really work. But anyhow,
okay.
Let me give you my phone number. Write it down.
Okay, yeah, great. Let me get a pencil, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, what is it?
585-746- 8321. We're going to have to get off the air, ma'am, so...
Yeah, I understand that. Okay. Thank you both so very much.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, we got a little bit... We got a few minutes here, but not much.
Yeah.
We always eat the hours, you know. I'm just putting up another person wanted to quote on a receptor. Protector.
Mm.
And so I'm trying to put the number up for him.
Sure.
Anyway, this was a quick show.
Yeah, it went really, really fast.
And Buddy's having a good time.
Yes, he is.
He's talking and playing now, and he loves to chew on the headphones. He loves headphones, don't you, babe? He loves them headphones.
I think he loves the energy, too.
Yeah, he's a good bird.
Nice.
I got to go out of town for 5 days. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him. He probably sent
You're not going to take him around?
No, I can't take him to San Francisco.
Okay.
But I have to fly. We're flying up on Virgin Atlantic. You know, I like Richard Branson. He's my role model. And I like his planes. And I get to sit in the cockpit and play with the airplane. Oh, yeah, they always let me in the cockpit. I get to fool around with it. I don't know. Maybe in flight I get to fly the damn thing a little bit. Who knows this time? Because I always get a first-class ticket right behind the pilot's door. When he opens the door up, you know, they always let me in, and I get to play with the stuff, you know. American Airlines stuff are too uptight, but the Virgin is good.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are flying. They're limited on what they fly to, but if you get a chance to fly Virgin Atlantic, this is your commercial.
Right.
Anyhow, let's see if the music's working here. Can you hear the music now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. All right, put your phone number up again, and we're out of here.
Phone number is 585-746-8321. I'm more than happy to help you, so give me a call.
And we're 1-800-729-2603. Dr. Fred Bell just typed up the search engine. If you want to reach us, like I say, you guys are holding out to buy something. The prices are going up and they aren't coming down.
Yep.
Now's the time. We'll see you next week. And Sunday
Take care,
night,
Fred.
I'll talk to you in a bit. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're just having fun, aren't you? You are having fun, aren't you?